If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out.
Everybody, it's your girl Miracle Sims, and you are listening to God, Sex, and Love, your lady dose of inspiration to juice. It is September the 29th, 2022, and today the topic is your impact. I started today's juice at like 5 on the dot, so shout out to, the Lord for waking me up this morning. And again, making me bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Speaking of, the Lord woke me up at like 1:08 or something like that. And I did read the Bible verses that were centered around that. And when I tried to go back to sleep, I guess I was kind of being led and pushed towards pretty much downloading some information mentally. And so God be the glory for that. It got me thinking, got my wheels turning, got me taking down notes about perhaps some things the Lord want me to do. So I'm like, all right, well, okay, I hear you. And so, yeah, and after that information, I mean, let me see, it had to have been around 3-something or something like that, and I tried to go back to sleep again, and I feel like I had a little rest, but then I looked at my clock again, it was like 3:40 something, and I'm like, I mean, I'm gonna be waking up in like 10 minutes, so, I'm gonna try to close my eyes again, and then my alarm went off. I had to put a new, alarm on as well, because I told y'all that I've been noticing that, my alarm hasn't been waking me up, even though I appreciate the Lord waking me up now. I do. I'm just saying that, you know, I want the alarm to go off, you know, as well, you know. So I changed the alarm last night, and so obviously it woke me up this morning on time and everything. But yeah, that's what my morning has looked like thus far. And so then I did the prayer meditation as soon as the alarm went off. And I don't know if it was before then or right after, but at some point, this idea of your impact came into my heart and mind, and I was like, okay, Lord, you know, our impact, you know, so I looked up different Bible verses and whatnot. I looked up different passages, you know, probably centered around, like, helping others, and, I even went on karm.org to just kind of look at some of the articles there to see, you know, because I started to ask the question, like, what is it that God wants us to do? Like, has he given us specific instructions, like, in general? Like, I know that he gives, you know, each person their own, like, talents and things like that to do, but I'm like, in general, like, where's a list or something that says, like, in general, what he wants us to do, you know? So I kind of started to try to look up, you know, articles about that and whatnot. And so, you know, I think I got a little bit of clarity and whatnot. And then it helped me to be able to, I guess, narrow down this idea of, you know, not just focusing on our impact, but like, what does that mean, right? And so that helped me break it down to start looking up phrases like helping others and whatnot, because that's pretty much the ultimate goal when you really, really think about it. Like, you know, what I'm receiving in this season, I want to say even over the past few weeks, you know, as I've been on this journey to get in a better financial place and all of that, you know, I'm just being reminded that, you know, at the end of the day, you know, the funds or whatever I have is not just for me, right? It's to, it's for the kingdom. It's to help others. It's to use, for God's will, way, and his glory. And so, you know, with that in mind and understanding that nothing belongs to me at the end of the day, not even my finances, not even my ideas, you know, all of these things, everything belongs to the Lord. You know, hopefully hearing that will help us all shift our hearts and minds regarding this, and I guess help us get a better understanding of, you know, what we can do, and maybe even a glimpse of what the impact could be, and everything like that. I kind of feel led to share my testimony, even though I feel like y'all have heard my testimonies, but not going deep into like everything or whatever, but just kind of like, well, long story short, basically, before I was getting ready to come over here and start recording, I was thinking about things that people have said, because, you know, yeah, I could be like, oh yeah, your impact, da 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 da, but then, you know, I guess to give an example of, you know, a person that's trying to live like this, which is me, right? I can give my testimony. And so basically, because I share my testimony, right? Because I have been encouraged and inspired to create this platform, my book, whatever, like whatever the Lord has see, you know, see fit for me to do. I have seen, you know, the Lord has blessed me with the opportunity to see some fruit from these things, you know, to see, you know, what being obedient does, you know, not only because I'm, you know, reaching certain goals and personal things, but also, you know, what people have received from the things, you know. I have had people come and say, wow, you know, you have impacted me, type of thing. And I can only give the glory and honor to God, because at the end of the day, I'm just human too, you know. I told y'all, I struggle with this whole, should I be nice? Should I not be nice? Everybody around me is telling me I'm being too nice. But at the end of the day, I read the word of God, and then I know the grace and mercy that I've received. And so I just try my best to do that and be that for others. You know, that's what I feel like I'm doing. And so, you know, I'm struggling within or whatever, but I, in the midst of that, I just continue to keep going and be like, well, I'm just going to continue to show love. I'm going to continue to let my light shine and all this. And, you know, the fact that anybody is encouraged and inspired is a blessing, you know? So yeah, for someone to come back and say, hey, you know, what you say, what you do impacts me is a blessing. That's huge, you know? Even again, yes, I wrote the book partially for me to just get these ideas out and just write things down about what I was learning when I was single. But, you know, again, if that could impact somebody on their journey, they, you know, encourage and inspire somebody that is currently single and whatnot, then there you go. Like that's what it's about, you know. Sure, you know, it's if someone purchases the book, it'll benefit my family and whatnot as well. But ultimately, it's for God's glory to show, like, okay, this is how God got me through this season of my life. And to be on the other side now, it's kind of like a testimony to show, like, hey, you know, God did it, you know. And at the end of the day, that's all it is to me. But so what I'm saying is, I guess I share these things to say, like, don't make light of what your impact can be. Like, I feel like, I don't know if this is, I don't know, I feel like I'm talking about this type of stuff all the time, but yeah, we really, really need to get into the will of God. Like, what is it that the Lord wants you to do? Like, it could just be, hey, you got extra clothes in your home, you know, give some to the next person. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, maybe that's your impact. You know, it don't have to be huge. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be some grandstand thing, you know. Actually, it's probably better if it's not a grandstand thing, to be honest, you know. But I'm just saying, like, at the end of the day, that's what it's about, you know. It's about you know, our impact, and you know, allowing God to use us in whatever that looks like. Sorry to the people that was tuning in live. Apparently, I must have pressed something, so my apologies for that. But yeah, y'all, let's keep going. And actually, let's get into the word. Let's get into the word. And again, I apologize to those that were watching live. I don't know if y'all If I don't know what happened just now, but yeah. Let's get into the word, y'all. Let's get into the word and see what the word has to say about all of this. So, Matthew 5 and 7, excuse me, 5 and 16. It says, "In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." So, let your light shine. Don't get discouraged. There are going to be, things come your way. The enemy is going to come your way when you're trying to walk in the will of God and do the will of God. However, keep going. Let your light shine. You stay faithful. Don't be weary in well doing. All those different things. Put the word of God on our hearts and minds. So then that way we can keep moving forward and make an impact. Because again, you just never know, like, out of all the adversaries and things that can come your way, the fact that you're there and in place and in position could be that thing that someone needs to keep going on their journey. So let your light shine, y'all, because at the end of the day, again, that gives glory and honor to the Lord when you do that. So Hebrews 10, 24 through 25, it says, "And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." Y'all, come on now. Is it just me, or do y'all see this too? Do y'all see that there's a push to divide us? Just humans in general. Like, there's a push to be divided and stay divided. Stay divided based on whatever, fill in the blank. You can feel it, race, religion, all orientation, all this stuff. There's a push for us to stay separate. I know I share multiple times, but here's my little random humble opinion, and I it's based on Bible, that the only differences or the only categories that humans are in is good and evil. Good and evil. Because guess what? All races are capable of both. whatever, any other category that we can put ourselves in, we're capable of both good and evil. So are you on the good side or are you on the evil side? That's the two differences. In my humble opinion, I feel like those are the only true differences of humans. So because of that, and again, I mean, I know maybe, again, this is my humble opinion, but based on what I'm receiving in the Word of God, that this message of Christ is a unifying thing because it's available for everybody. Everybody can believe and receive it. Yes, everybody can choose not to too, but it's up to you, right? It's up to you at the end of the day. So, so because of that, I see the benefits and power of community. Everybody knows, right? Now, I'm not trying to say I'm conspiracy or nothing like that. I mean, it could be just, hey, a biblical person reading about Bible prophecies in the end times, or it could just be, if you are on the conspiracy train, if you heard about things to come or whatnot, or if you are on the another side and you're just looking at the world and you're like, oh, everything is crazy. It's like, oh, So again, there may be a time coming where it's important to have community. It's important for us to be fellowshipping. It might be a day and time where, groups of people in neighborhoods have to come together and ration out their food. Like, we don't know, right? But right now we're so secluded. And I'm honest, I still be honest with y'all. I know I shared it on here before that I don't really know my neighbors. Like, I don't, I mean, I've waved at them, I think I got a general idea of, like, maybe who's around, but I don't know them by name. I don't know them personally. I don't know them like, hey, Joe or Sue. I don't know them like that. And I think we all could be better about that. Myself included. I'm pointing at myself right now. 'Cause yeah, let's just say, things hit the fan, like everybody predicts. No matter what side you're on, whether you believe in God or not, people feel like things are spiraling down, right? So let's say that things really hit the fan, and then, I don't know, we find ourselves in a place where, all we have is what we have in our homes. What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do? I mean, obviously, we'll have more as a community, right? If a community comes together and whatnot, and let's pool together our food, let's pool together our, whatever. Then, more people can sustain. But if you're just like, oh, my family, just me, whatever, and you hoard or whatever it is, then I mean, yeah, okay, you'll last and whatnot and stuff. But it's just more to be said about a community of people and whatnot. And so, again, the importance of fellowship, the importance of community, I feel like is definitely becoming more and more important as days go by. And so just something to think about, y'all. That is just something to think about. Whew, Philippians 2 and 13. It says, "For it is God who works in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure." There you go, y'all. At the end of the day, everything belongs to the Lord. You can, like, just when we sit here talking about, oh, I can sit here and hold all these things for myself. But at the end of the day, I know that I know we like to think it's mine, right? This is mine. This is my money, my clothes, my house, my whatever, whatever. And then you'll find yourself in a humbling situation where the Lord shows you, nah, not really. So I think it's just, I don't know. Yes, it's a renewing of the mind. It's a mind shift that we have to do to understand that everything belongs to the Lord. But once we do that, then I mean, I guess maybe these verses will make more sense. It's like, okay, now that I know that everything belongs to the Lord, then okay, that means the works that I do and all these different things are again for his glory and honor. Like, yes, there are plenty of people that go out here and they feed the hungry and all these different things, but majority of them, I don't think they're doing it for their own pleasures, I mean, maybe to a certain extent, but they probably are believers, you know what I'm saying? They probably are somebody that's like, hey, I feel like this is what the Lord wants me to do, and this is what I'm going to do for the glory and honor of God. And so, yeah, what is that thing? Your impact can be great. So yeah, just keep that in mind that at the end of the day, yeah, whatever your impact is, it's the glory and honor of God, that is going to, at the end of the day, that's what it is. Anywho, keep going, y'all. Philippians 2 and 4, it says, let each of you look. Look something. Oh, I don't know what I wrote, y'all. I'm sorry. Let each of you look something to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Okay, I see. I wrote not only together. Let me read it. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Again, y'all, these are just things to think about. Again, your impact can be great. Let the Lord use you to bless others for his glory. And that's the juice, y'all. That's the juice today. If you guys need some encouragement or some inspiration regarding this, then check out the Go Deeper section. There's plenty of verses to peruse and let marinate on your hearts, souls, and minds. But the Bible verse of today is John 14 and 27. It says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Friends, I hope you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love. Your daily dose of inspiration and juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day, and I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord's will, which we know that tomorrow is Friday. And so we got a new episode of God, Sex, and Love, the talk show that will be coming out. It is a chat with Miss Bronte Hemingway. She's actually been a blessing since I've met her. She's given me advice on, different ways to promote on YouTube and everything like that. So y'all see the new thumbnails and whatnot that we been putting up and whatnot, so and everything. So yeah, shout out to her for her advice, and obviously she's a bit of a guru. So check her out, man, on the show tomorrow at 7. But all right, y'all, for real this time, I'm gonna let y'all go on this nice Thursday, and y'all have a great day. Bye bye. Did you know that you can support us for just 99 cents a month? That's right, friends. You can support everything that we do here at GSL for just 99 cents a month. Take a look around wherever this post is. You might see a link or maybe even a button that says support. go there, check out the options, consider supporting us because, you know, we enjoy bringing you all the daily inspiration as well as the weekly talk show, but we have much, much more to come. Thank you so much for the consideration. Bye-bye.